Episode 2052, Preparation Comes with Prayer.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope you've had a joyous start to your week. Can you believe it's already Sweet Spirit Sunday? It's a time of reflection, a time for you to allow yourself a few moments, put everything else on pause, and to really think about your relationship, your vertical relationship with God. Preparation comes with prayer. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, Philippians 4:6 says this, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." Preparation comes with prayer. Have you ever tried to plan a party? Who doesn't love a party? You make many lists from the attendees to the food, what you're going to have, maybe where you're going to go if you have to rent out a space. There is a lot of preparation that goes into planning a party. And then a few days or maybe weeks later, you come back only to find out that you missed some very important people, including the guests of honor. Oh my gosh, how could you do such a thing? Much of our lives are spent in planning. We plan a wedding, a birthday party, a holiday party, a funeral, a graduation party, a class reunion, you name it, we plan it. We even plan a barbecue, right? We're going to have people over and we plan. But in all of the planning, we are doing it under our own power. Some days those powers are awesome, but other times our powers fall flat. Life gets in the way. Frustration and crabbiness sets in, children demanding attention, dinner needing to be fixed. Yet you know how important this event is, this moment in your life. You got to do something. And you sit there and you're like, I'm just going to push through. I got to do it. I don't care if I'm tired. I don't care if I'm exhausted. I don't care if I'm happy or sad. I got to push through. So why do you leave out the most important component? Preparation comes with prayer. Prayer is vital. Why do you think we started this whole episode with Philippians 4, verse 6? Do not be anxious about anything. Did you wake up this morning feeling anxious? Right there, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, doesn't matter if it's a good situation, a bad situation, every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, which means what? You got to bring your gratitude. Present your request to God. No matter what you're in search of, no matter what you are planning, you've got to pray. P-R-A-Y. God wants to be a part of your everyday. He's not just looking for the big stuff. He wants to show up in the little stuff too. But you have to be willing to open your heart for Him to do a good work in and through you. You just can't sit there and assume that, okay, I'm going to get up and He's just going to wave His magic wand and everything's going to be fine. God doesn't work that way. He can if He so chooses. But He wants to give you some options in life. He gives you choices. He gives you a free will. And within that free will, there's lots of power. But there's also a lot of failure. And you get to choose how you're going to use that power. Are you going to try to do everything on your own, in your own strength? Or are you going to say, you know what? I can't do all of this. I don't have it all under control. My kiddos are going back to school now. We're about to begin our second week. It's a little different this year. Everything basically is virtual. And I've shared with you already that my youngest son, who's a sophomore in high school, he's doing the hybrid model. So he goes on campus 2 days a week and then he's home virtually doing studies 3 days a week. Now, it's very interesting because it's different for all of us. Who would have thought that at my age, with five children, I have one married who's about 3 hours away from us, 3 hours and change away from us. And then I have the other four living at home. Who would have thought? And of those four, one has an incredible solid job. He's working his way and he's saving his money because he's going to buy a house. And the other three, they're in school. Really? I would have never thought that all of my kiddos, basically the majority of them, would be home during this time in my life. I hadn't thought that far ahead. God already saw it. But you see, if I would have tried to plan it out specifically, you know, I would have never made it work. Maybe I would have bought a smaller house thinking that they all would have been gone by now, or most of them except one. Oh, but no, they're all here except one. And we're expecting a grandbaby on top of that. No, bigger was better. It was a good decision for us to have a 5-bedroom and not downsize to a 3 or 4-bedroom. You've got to be willing, though, to open your heart so God can do a good work in and through you. Are you trying to plan a party? Are you trying to plan a business? Are you trying to write a book? Are you trying to raise your children? Are you trying to fix your marriage? Are you trying to get to know who your Creator is? You can't do it without Him. Preparation comes with prayer. So I have a question for you, a challenge. Are you allowing God to be a part of your everyday? A lot of us aren't. A lot of us test Him because we think we know better. And we don't know that we're actually testing Him, but we think we've got it all under control. So really, that is testing God. We don't tell Him that, but we're like, ha, I got this. No big deal. I'm going to go out and do it. But then all of a sudden, you find yourself not being able to sleep. You're eating more ice cream than what you normally do, or chocolate, or whatever your vice is when things are going not very well. Sleep? Yeah, no. You're more anxious. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Are you willing to do that today and tomorrow and the next day? Lord willing that He blesses you with every single day, the sun rises up. Are you willing to say, Lord, in preparation of my day today, I come to You in prayer. I give You my day. I give You my moment. I give You my dinner. I give You my lunch. I give You my spouse. I give You my children. I give You my book. I give You my business. I give You my shower. And you're thinking, my shower? Yeah, He'll meet you in your shower. He loves you. He wants to be a part of your big and your little things. The little things matter to Him. And that's in every bit of your life. Maybe your car just broke down and you're having to take it and get it repaired. He wants to be with you when your car is being repaired or when you're trying to figure out how you're going to pay for it. He wants to be a part of your bills. Do not be anxious. Allow God to be a part of your life, your everyday life, not just because somebody comes and gives you a diagnosis you don't like, not just because you're having a troubled child and you just don't know what to do, not just because you've lost your job. It's not always about being at the end of your rope. God wants to be a part of your everyday. Open up your heart so He can show you the God winks throughout your everyday. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.